today on Real Radio.
Listen, we can know all about someone on Instagram and tweeting and Facebooking. If we can do that, can't we tell people about how amazing God is? But we have forgotten. Have we not forgotten? We have forgotten. Do we talk much about God, or are we transmitting more about what we ate for lunch?
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Our Greatest Threat Today, continues a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for joining us today. You know, the prophet Isaiah is well known for both his near and far prophecies. God used him to warn Judah and the city of Jerusalem of the coming judgment if they didn't turn from their sin. But God also gave him visions far into the future, the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and what will happen in the last days when Christ returns. In Isaiah chapter 16, we looked at those nations who have connections with Israel. God's hand is on Israel and will move nations according to His will for Israel. With all things considered, the fact that Israel exists as a nation today tells us that the world is moving towards the last days. Now continuing in Isaiah chapter 17, we see how Damascus, one of the oldest cities in the world, will play a role in the end time events. So today on day two of this lesson, Pastor Jack reminds us that God has given us so much to be thankful for. When we leave God out of our thoughts and actions, when we leave God out of our relationships, our liberties, and our time, God has saved us from hell itself. We need to remember what He's done and what He's kept us from. And now, continuing his lesson called Our Greatest Threat Today, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Listen to what Jesus said in John 14:26. Jesus says, concerning the Holy Spirit, the Helper, He said, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. To remember, God is judging both Israel and Damascus because of His righteousness, because of His defense for Israel, yes. But listen, He's scolding the mind that forgets Him. He disciplines those who, and He's speaking about those who know Him, to forget. You say, how can we know Him and forget? Listen, you and I struggle with this all the time. We forget Him almost daily in things. Church, we're guilty of forgetting God. Do you ever worry? Are you ever prone to panic about something? Oh, what's going on? Listen, when we ask things like, what's going on? We are forgotten that God's right in the middle of it all. We forget that. We are motivated in Scripture to remember over and over again. In the book of Romans, chapter 15, Romans 15, verse 4, listen to this. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Hope is directly connected to remembering. Hope, you can't have hope unless you remember what was promised. And the Apostle Paul writes to the Romans, and he says, listen, everything that's been written in the Old Testament, that was written for our learning, to give us hope. But you got to remember that. You've got to know it more than ever. And again, before we dissect this, 2 Timothy 3:16, what a great, great verse. 2 Timothy 3:16 is, for it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. The word means God breathed. God breathed it out and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The Bible given to us. We're to remember it. We're to look back at the promises, and they should bring hope to us. So number one, as we look at this in verse 10, our greatest threat today is not a nuclear exchange. Our greatest threat today is not North Korea's hydrogen bomb. It's not now that Iran has ICBMs to launch a strike against the East Coast of the United States, Canada, or Europe. That's not the biggest threat. The biggest threat is not the cyber attack that just took down the Ukraine, causing all of its power to go out. They linked that. That's not it. It's not an EMP bomb. As crazy as the border issue is, that's not our greatest threat, believe it or not. There's something worse. But it's not what you think. Number one, it's time for you and I to remember what God has done for us. When we forget what God has done, that's the greatest threat. When you and I forget what God has done, then we lose all hope. We wind up thinking that we can do this on our own, that we can go without God. Verse 10 says, because you have forgotten. Circle the word forgotten. Because you have forgotten. We can become very guilty of forgetting God's work of salvation in our lives. I know it sounds almost crazy, but I'm guilty of it. Perhaps you're guilty of it. When we wind up becoming so used to being saved, so used to being a Christian that we wind up becoming complacent in our Christianity. Are you going to go to heaven? Are you going to heaven? Yep, going to heaven. Okay, listen, really? I'm glad for you. When's the last time that you shared that wonderful, amazing truth about your life with somebody who's not going to heaven? I mean, think about it. See, we can forget God because, hey, I'm comfortable. You know, when you're comfortable, you don't think about much of how others are uncomfortable. I'm a big fan of having nurses and doctors if I'm hurting or sick. I want my nurses and doctors, I want to have them have suffered personally. I don't think you should be a doctor until you've gone through some surgeries yourself. If you're a nurse, you should, before you can graduate as being a nurse, you should get stuck with a bunch of needles first. Don't you think? Someone say amen to that. Amen. I mean, I want compassion, man. I want tenderness. You know, when the doctor says, this is going to be a little uncomfortable. Let me tell you something. Whenever they say, this might hurt a little bit, it is going to hurt like you can't believe. We can forget how saved we are and how good God has been to us. And when we do that, listen, one of the signs, one of the evidences of that is that we don't tell people about Jesus anymore. We stopped evangelizing. I told you I was with Greg Laurie today. He had a statistic. 95% of Christians 35 years of age and under, 95% of Christians 35 years of age and under have not shared their faith with anybody else. I don't understand that. If what you have is so good, how can you not tell people? The answer is, what they have ain't so good. Listen, if you have Jesus and he has transformed your life, and you know it, you got to tell people. You got to tell them. You got to tell them. You know what? And we have no excuse to be pastor. That's kind of harsh. You think it's, you really? Well, listen, we can know all about someone on Instagram and tweeting and Facebooking. If we can do that, can't we tell people about how amazing God is? But we have forgotten. Have we not forgotten? We have forgotten. Do we talk much about God, or are we transmitting more about what we ate for lunch? Think about it. What do we talk about the most? Oh, those Dodgers, or Angels, or whatever. Whatever. You say, well, Jack, what about you? I know what about me. I'm throwing us, we're all into this pot together. We can forget God. We can admit, I've not forgotten God, but we have forgotten him. We have forgotten about the great things he's done for us. We should be boasting. Americans should boast the most about our God. We've been given the most. We are a spoiled people. Look, in California, we're pumped up, man. We got rain. We've had rain. We've had some rain. It rained like 4 inches. We've got floods. When's it going to stop? So funny. God's been good to us. He doesn't have to be. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 12 says, then take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Can't we all say amen to that? God brought us out of what? What did he bring you out of? Was it bondage? Was it slavery? Was it sex, drugs, and rock and roll? Think about it. My goodness, David Bowie died this week, and I thought, whoa, David Bowie, I used to listen to that guy. I liked him. I mean, I liked his music. I didn't like his lifestyle. And I heard on the news report that he died with all of his family around him. And I thought, well, that's sweet. I just hope David Bowie heard the gospel and responded yes to the gospel. You know? Wouldn't it have been great? See, Pastor, don't you know that guy had all kinds of weird sexual relationships with people? Yes, I know. Have you thought about those things? You're guilty too then, right? We're all guilty. Jesus came to save the guilty. Just turn to him. And listen, when we forget what God has washed us of, we have a tendency to look at other people. Well, whatever. That person. Wait a minute, they may be lost. They might be going to hell without Jesus. To forget, the word means here is to slip or to let slip away. The picture is amazing. It's to go up to the dock with your boat and to throw the, watch this. Put your boat on the dock. You get off the boat and you take the, any sailors in here? Whatever, you know, the rope, whatever it's called. And you don't tie it to the cleat. You just throw it on the dock and you walk away. Would that boat be there when you come back? No. It's going to be gone. That's what that word means, is to just slip away. To forget. God just slips out of our thinking. Just slips day after day, just a little further away. Very easy, isn't it? Get busy. How many times does that happen in people's lives? The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest we drift away. It's easy to drift away. Forgetting God, drifting away from God looks like this. Listen, we leave God out now of our thoughts. We think somehow it's a private area. God's not in there anymore. Or we can think whatever. It looks like this, leaving God out of our actions. We can do Christian things and not have them dedicated to God. Think of it. You can go out witnessing, or you can go out, you can do anything, but if it's not devoted to God, it's just a religious act, right? We forget. Forgetting God looks like this. We leave God out of our relationships. Well, I know that she's not a Christian, but she's really cute, or she's a great cook. And I know she's not a Christian, but we've been dating for a while now. And God says, listen, I want to spare you a lot of pain. Don't be unequally yoked. But it's like, well, you know what? I'm going to choose right now to leave God out of my relationships. That's not a good thing to do. Forgetting God looks like leaving God out of our liberties. Wow. I saw a commercial tonight just before I came here. I was putting my shoes on. I was watching the news. And there was some cruise ship commercial about how something, the guy's singing some song about how we can do anything we want. We can live any way we want. We can do whatever we want. It's all about what we want. And I don't know about you guys, but everything I've ever wanted for myself, almost exclusively, has not been that good of a thing. It didn't turn out so good. It's like, really? And this song's just going on. There's people on the cruise ship. I got what I want. Listen, I don't know, man. You raise your kids like that. Give them whatever they want. No, you know better, huh? You just raise up little Satan there. You know? It's not good. Liberties can be, when we forget God and our liberties, they become traps. I mean, we have freedom in this country that was blood bought by our founders. And true liberty is a tremendous responsibility. And then we forget about God, and whatever you want, you can do whatever you want. I can do whatever I want. And it's just, every man does what is right in his own eyes. Forgetting God, listen, looks like leaving God out of our time. We don't have time. Sorry, God. There's no time. We need to be careful. We need to watch out. What we need to do also is look at this fact, the greatest enemy and threat that we have today is number two. It's time for us to remember what God has saved you from. He has saved us from so much. I mean, I know it's hell. Hell, right? It's hell. But it's more than that. He saves us all the time. He saves us. He leads us. We have no idea. Yes, ultimately, he saved us from hell. Yes. Is it hot in here? It's hot. Hell. But he's always, I don't think we have an idea just how much he is saving us from catastrophe and disaster. But of course, ultimately, he saved us from hell itself. He says there, because you have forgotten the God of your salvation. And this is key. Jeremiah 13, 25 says, this is your lot, the portion I have measured out to you, declares the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in lies. Listen, because you have forgotten the God of your salvation. When we forget God in these aspects and moments of our lives, we forget that he's the God of our salvation. You could go into the world and you've got a Christian upbringing, or you've got Bible knowledge, but you forget the fact that God saved you out of a horrific life and in a horrific direction, and he has saved you from so much, ultimately hell. But the amazing thing is we can go down a road and forget the fact that he's the God of our salvation, and we lose sense of spiritual urgency. And Jeremiah, God spoke to Jeremiah and said, listen, here's the deal. Because you have forgotten me, it's going to get really tough for you. And when you forget God, you begin to entertain lies. This is human nature, ladies and gentlemen. None of us are exempt from this if we forget God. Do you remember Jesus said at the communion, do this in remembrance of me, to be Christ-focused in our day-to-day living, lest we forget God. Lamentations 3:21 says, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. That's interesting. What's he calling to mind? The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Do you need to hear that tonight? I need to hear that tonight. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. That is something to memorize. And you know what? In memorizing these promises like that, like Paul said in Romans 15, 4, you'll have hope. You'll have hope. This is how you have hope. Hope you grab onto, but you've got to have something substantial to grab onto to give you hope. And there's nothing greater than God's word. Have you ever wondered how do the Old Testament believers ever remind themselves or... And you think about that. You say, well, Jack, you know, they had the pillar and the fire and the cloud and the glory. No. Only one generation had that. What about David? David living over 10 years in the wilderness as an outcast fugitive, a guy who had been promised the kingdom by God. It's not happening. Can you imagine? What would you do? Kind of, he was like in prison in 10 years in the desert. Think about that. How did he survive? Would you have survived? Hope. Hope in what? I'm so tempted to... Oh. I'll just say this. His only hope is in the Word of God, not some fancy book, okay? Or some mantra. I am happy... I am strong, you know. If that works, then listen, ship a bunch of those books to the persecuted church. No, you know what? They wouldn't even read it. They'd say, send me a Bible. Give me a Bible. Give me the eternal word of God that is spiritual power. So this is what they did. This is what David did. This is fun. Get ready to write this down. You're going to want this. I have prescription pads that I write when I'm serious. When I have a counseling session with people, I have a prescription pad. I made it myself. It looks amazing. It's probably totally legal, but it looks real. Someone's talking, and so it's like, okay, I'm writing it down. And at the end of the hour, it's whoosh, here you go. It's better than the shot. Right? And this is one of those verses that's just, it's always a great prescription. Psalm 42:1. As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. Listen, this is a man who's very depressed. This is a man who's an outcast. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where's your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. You ever been there? For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept the pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Listen, this is key, Christian. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you. That's a prescription to keep you from forgetting God. That is our greatest threat today as individual believers and as a church, forgetting God. And you just thank you, God. Remember him.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio in a message called Our Greatest Threat Today. Thanks for joining us today, and our hope is that in all that you do, you remember God and all that he's done for you. Our Greatest Threat Today is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. It's a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, from all of us here at Real Radio, we'd just like to wish you and your loved ones a happy Independence Day and thank God for all those who help keep us independent. Hey, we've got a special offer for you from Pastor Jack, and I'd like to tell you about it. It's called Look What Jesus Christ Did. He did an amazing work. And it's from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 22. In this four-part message on DVD, Pastor Jack explains exactly what Jesus Christ did for us and what the Bible teaches about eternity, redemption, water baptism, and so much more. Many of us know that Jesus Christ lived here on earth and that he died on a cross, but do we truly understand what he actually did? The Apostle Peter's very purpose for living was to boldly claim what Jesus Christ did for all of humanity. He died for both the just and the unjust by taking that debt that we owed to God for our sins and carried it to the cross. Jesus literally died in our place so that we could spend eternity in heaven with him. So again, this special four-part message is called Look What Jesus Did. He did an amazing work from 1 Peter chapter 3. It's available for your gift of any amount, and you can get it at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. When giving your gift, make sure you request Look What Jesus Did. He did an amazing work. Get this special offer today at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Did you know that Pastor Jack is very much active on social media? So, if you'd like a free and convenient way to help support this ministry, or if you're just interested in what Pastor Jack has to say on current events, be sure to check out his Facebook page, Instagram, and subscribe to his YouTube channel. For more Pastor Jack and to help support this ministry, follow Pastor Jack on social media. And if you need to get a hold of us, call us, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.